Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. Well, I say that tongue-in-cheek. Good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I seem to have, let's see what I can do to tamp this down a little bit on my end. Nothing was working. I was trying to connect to GCN. That wasn't working. My website went down. Everything was nothing was playing nice. And then right at the very last minute, everything comes up. Hey, coming from PennLive.com, we get a little ditty from Jamar Thrasher. Lamar, you see, Lamar's had a bad experience in his life. When he was 15 years old, he was out riding around on his BMX bike, and one of his friends, or rather, somebody he knew, rode up on him and said he was going to kill him. Now, Lamar's black. This person that rode up on him was black. Guy rode up on him and pulled his shirt up, and he had a gun. In hindsight, he looked back at that and he wondered, how did that young man get the gun? Now, he realized he either stole it or, as he assumed, he purchased it. Now, on the black market, he purchased it on the black market that exists throughout the United States. When he looked at that, he started making some bad decisions. He made one very bad call. And he's been building the rest of his opinion on all of this. This got him wondering. And he looked at it and he thought that guns are selfish and they bring nothing productive throughout America. And therefore, he believes that civilian gun ownership should be banned. He's got his figures wrong, too. According to the Centers for Disease Control, in 2013, there were more than 11,000 deaths by firearms. 2015, there was absolutely no reason, according to him, who isn't a cop or a soldier, to own a weapon. One thing he missed, and this tells you right there, he doesn't even know what he's talking about. Cops and soldiers don't own their weapons. They have them issued to them. They don't get to bring what they've got from home. They're not militia people. He asked the question, are we really hunting quail at high rates? Do we really need to hide our husbands and wives? Do we really live in that much fear? There was a time, he muses out loud, when guns were not yet invented and people were still murdered. But he guarantees that if guns were outlawed, murders would decrease. And of course, there's evidence from a 2007 report by Harvard University that refutes his claim. He points this out. That study indicates that even with stricter gun laws, homicide rates might not change much, but I beg to differ. This is what cracks me up about some of these people that make these decisions. When they come to this conclusion, he believes if gun ownership was tightly regulated, there would be no gun-related deaths, or there would be far fewer of them. It's as simple as that. Even though he acknowledges nothing, he acknowledges that they're going down. He acknowledges that people carrying guns, regular people carrying guns, is what's driving it down. He says gun ownership as it stands is a constitutional right. But he sees the Constitution, and this is why I don't see it as a constitutional right. I see it as a God-given right. He sees the Constitution as a working, breathing document that can be amended and revised as we see fit. So you see, your rights, they're always up for grabs. He doesn't expect gun laws to change overnight. But he does like former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens, who got out there and said he'd like to change the Second Amendment. And he muses once again out loud, perhaps America could go the way of Australia, where citizens must show a need that they need a gun. Well, right now in Australia, there's a lot of Australians that would need a gun and would love to have a gun. Not too long ago, Lamar... ISIS was there, or Al-Qaeda, I can't remember which one of the groups it was, but they had a little plan, you see. They were going to be yanking Australians off the street and just lopping off their heads. Because they're disarmed in Australia, you see, Lamar, just like you want them to be. Nobody needs to carry a gun on a daily basis to keep their head from being lopped off, of course, because that's not a daily peril now, is it? Being able to defend yourself is not a daily need now, is it, Lamar? He decided to be sort of fair about it. When he was working in upstate New York, he enrolled in a gun owner's class sponsored by the NRA. He didn't own a gun at the time. He suspected most of the people in the class had never been threatened by a gun before, which gives him the high ground. He took nothing away from that class. He thinks guns should be outlawed. He thinks that your right to have a gun should be outlawed. Which is fine. He can think that all he wants. He's making it based upon something that he's never going to be somebody. I don't even know if I would call him a hoplophobe. He certainly has a lot of the hoplophobic tendencies, but he does not seem to be afraid of them per se. He seems to be more in line with somebody that just doesn't like them. Having all kinds of trouble with his website today. He seems to be in line with that, and that's part and parcel of being a free person. You can make those choices if you want to. The only problem is that it shouldn't affect my rights. Now he is reinforced by certain people around him. In Harrisburg, where he lives, Police Sergeant Gabriel Oliveira claims that each gun taken off the street is one less shooting. And once again, we use the terminology on the street as if every gun, crime guns are on the street. They're in the street, not literally, of course, like potholes, but these are the guns that are used in crime. And, you know, those numbers are finite. Guns that get into the black market circulate throughout the black market. Like, you know, the black market is liquid, and they move up and downstream. So it's not one less shooting for every gun you take off the street. It's one less shooting with that gun. It's a whole lot of less shootings with that gun. But that is it. Taking a gun off the street, or sadly, because we never attack the root cause of crime, taking a criminal off the street does nothing nowadays. It does nothing. Lamar wants there to be no more guns in Harrisburg. Lamar, I hope you get that. I do. I hope you realize that. You know, and if you're, you know, what if that BMX bike rider confronted you with a bat or a knife or a tire iron? Would it have made any difference? Would you have been any less threatened with those in hand? And if you decided to take those against you, would you be any less dead? You just sit there and Jamar Thrasher of Harrisburg is a... I thought it was Lamar. It's Jamar. Jamar Thrasher, Harrisburg. He is a writer at PennLive/Patriot News. He's a columnist there. We're going to look at some of the responses he got in that newspaper.
We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Enjoying the Mark Farner riff. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Looking at the video feed that's going out right now, it looks like I am glowing. And I'm not. I just read you a little missive from penlive.com. And then somebody else decided that the response to this article apparently was pretty big. Over 1,000 comments. And they've got a picture of some guns that were seized by the police at the top of this rebuttal, if you will. And in this picture, there's three guns, and I wouldn't own any of them. And this is the kind of gun you see used in crime. There's a Jennings, there's a Raven, some revolver of some... it's not a revolver I've ever seen before. Anyway, coming from a guy named John Misick, he writes that Thrasher's column provoked quite an intense discussion. And without going through all the stuff he said, as far as Thrasher that got it to this point, Mr. Misick points out Penn Live's commenters wasted little time weighing in on his column. Comment was almost uniformly hostile. Coming from commenter Carlin 1219, like I've said before in my first post, the moment you take away guns, we cease to be the USA. The very first order Hitler did was to eliminate the arms of the public. Why do you think that happened? So he could control them. If you eliminate the guns, you are establishing a tyrannical form of government. Commander Chalky, even more direct, there's the dumb idea of the weak. Infringe on everyone's constitutional rights because of a few bad apples in society. Maybe we should take away everyone's license because there are some that will drive unsafe and kill people. Other people, references, talk about John Paul Stevens, former U.S. Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens. And commenter Mixable 1C observed, putting the unrelated topic of militias momentarily aside, where are all the private gun owners protecting Harrisburg? Everywhere where carry is made more permissive, such that more people carry, violent crime of all types goes down. Some realized... Some realize that Thrasher should have looked at the root cause of crime, like I said. LHC said, if you really want to end violence, try start at the beginning rather than the middle. What kind of life was the kid on the BMX bike riding? And why was he living that life in the first place? What choices have been made for him or by him and his family prior to that moment that made him believe the appropriate response to an insult was murder? Why is a sweet girl in Harrisburg hanging out with a criminally minded boyfriend and giving him a stolen gun to use? What lessons has she learned in her life that makes her okay with stealing her father's gun and handing it to a criminal? You know, all questions we can ask. Some of these guys, you know, some of this stuff that you see out there, like from Jamar, it's just so uninformed. That's my problem with it. Because it's so uninformed. I don't know. Anyway, on CNBC's Squawk Box the other day, they too being uninformed, they had Kroger CFO Michael Schlotman on their show. And they wanted to bring up this whole moms demand attention extortion that they were trying to do with Kroger and Fred Meyer and with Harris Teeter. That's old news. It's already been squashed. It's already been diluted, and it's already been swept away. But they wanted to bring it up, I guess, because they didn't bother to see how Kroger responded to this. So they asked the question. This Squawk Box host Andrew Ross Sorkin said, in the fall, there was these liberal groups who had organized to suggest that Kroger was allowing people to open carry, quote-unquote, firearms in their supermarkets. What was that about, and where do you guys stand on that? How come he had to ask that question? I know who Andrew Ross Sorkin is. How come he had to ask that question? Why doesn't he already know the answer to that question? Schlottman responded, there was a group called Moms Demand Action. They were opposed to the fact that our policy is to adhere to the local gun laws. If the local gun laws are to allow open carry, we'll certainly allow customers to do that based on what the local laws are. We don't believe it's up to us to legislate what the local gun control laws should be. It's up to the local legislators to decide to do that. So we follow local laws, and we ask our customers to be respectful to the other people that are shopping, that they're shopping with. And we really haven't had any issues inside our stores as a result of that. Although right after the Moms Demanded Attention got involved with Kroger, you did see instances like in Tennessee, I think it was Tennessee, where there was a big fight outside of a Kroger, and it spilled into the Kroger, and I think one of the bag boys at Kroger got beat up. Every time they get out there and say, we want to see guns banned, they get out there, bad guys seem to go to wherever, they're waiting for the Moms to Demand Attention to put out another communique. The Moms to Demand Attention launched this particular campaign against Kroger this past August 18th. On that day, Kroger subsidiary Fred Meyer announced they would not be changing their gun policy, and the Cincinnati Inquirer reported that Kroger released a statement days later stating they had no intention of changing their policy either. They trusted their customers to be responsible in Kroger stores. So they failed to achieve any sort of policy change at Kroger or Fred Meyer, or then they went after North Carolina-based Harris Teeter. Harris Teeter quickly made it known that they would not be changing their gun policy either. They released a statement in response to the Moms Demand Attention. We have and will continue to adhere to the firearms and concealed handgun laws as outlined by the states in which we do business. We believe this issue is best handled by lawmakers, not retailers. That, you know, that statement should be pretty self-explanatory. When when did it become the, Bill, you know there's private property. Private property rights, Bill. There's private property. Shut up. Please. The only time a liberal cares about private property is if they can use that to squash other rights, especially gun carrying. Okay, that I see through you on that one. Thank you so much. Cracks me up. I can't stand it. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
By now, you heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. One thing that you need to, when you're out there, when you're trying to put together a training program as far as the way you're going to train to gunfight, which is what you're that's what's boiling down to, folks, is you're training yourself to gunfight. One thing that all trainers try to introduce is some way to simulate extreme stress. There's a lot of things that can bring extreme stress. You can have a life-threatening emergency. I'm sure when I was in the middle of my heart attack the other day, my entire family was under extreme stress. I certainly was. You can be responding to a natural or man-made disaster. You can, you know, a tornado can be coming down. There can be a wreck. You can be trying to stop a lethal force threat or, you know, just everyday life challenges. A lot of times, and it's happened to me, and it's happened to everybody, you will encounter a high-stress situation. You're going to freeze. You're going to be in this moment of indecisiveness. You have to be able to snap out of that quickly if you're going to persevere in a gunfight. Everybody makes mistakes. And, you know, if you put a camera on me and I'm going into a gunfight,
all of you will be able to look at that in hindsight after I've gone through all of it and be able to point out multitudes of mistakes. But if I survive, I will have made mostly good decisions. But this leads to the question, why do some people freeze under stress? Why do some people make bad decisions under stress? Why do some people thrive under stress? That's I've often wondered about that. Now, we go through a lot of things throughout our lives. In the civilian world, the closest we come to constant repetitive training is learning how to drive a car. When you're learning how to drive a car, they at least talk about handling an emergency situation. For some of us that might go to might take it as a hobby or a recreational thing, some of us may join some sort of school like a martial arts school. Then you might wonder what it's like and actually train to try to handle different surprise attacks at full speed. If you're one of those people that goes into the medical profession, this you not only get to practice it, you actually will get to practice it in real life, but you're going to find out how to handle someone with a critical injury. One of the least common things for us to learn how to do is handle ourselves in a gunfight. We're all about the same way on that one. Those of us that train for it always wonder how we're going to do it if it ever counts, if we're ever doing it when it counts. And then that first time may come, and then after that first time, then you're going to be sitting back and saying to yourself, how can I do it better the next time? So it's important to ask why different people with the same training use the same technique and they perform so differently when the fit hits the shan, if you will. Traditional wisdom says your fine and complex motor skills are going to disappear under extreme stress, but that's not necessarily 100% the case. It is not a black and white, all or nothing issue. Some people actually thrive in a stressful situation. Some people not only have fine motor skills in a stressful situation, they actually have enhanced motor skills in a stressful situation. These are some very, very special people. Millions of people have been in combat throughout the history of time. And they've made things work. They've made that complex motor skill work in the face of overwhelming odds a lot of times. And still, this leads to the question of why some people can do it and some people can't. There's a saying that in a life or death situation, you're not going to rise to the occasion. You perform at half the level that you do in training. That's not always true. Some people do rise to the occasion. These are your clutch players. They're going to perform no matter what. For those of us that are not a clutch player, question becomes what factors dictate high stress performance and how can we control them and use them to our advantage. So here's an equation. Okay? Here's an equation for you to think about. Performance equals inoculation plus state control plus fitness level times familiarity plus myelination times comfort with unknown plus decision making. That's what performance is. You're going to have to be inoculated to what you're dealing with. That means you're going to have to be used to it. You're going to have to remain in control of your state, if you will, your state of being. If you're going to have a fitness level to make all of that work, to make all of that gel. Your fitness level is going to be the connector, okay? Familiarity is going to be what you have trained to do. Comfort with the unknown means that you're not going to run away, and decision-making is all about what you've trained to do. It's all about this repetitive thing. The better at each of those factors you are, the better you're going to perform under stress. if you can remember those things, and if you can find somebody to train you with those things. And you need to train in force on force. Force on force, no matter what you're using as the ammunition, whether it's semi-munition or paint or airsoft BBs or whatever it is. Having somebody shoot at you is the ultimate training. No matter what they're shooting at you with, because your whole goal is not to be hit anywhere. You can overcome a lot of your shortcomings when it comes to handling stress simply by repetitively doing things. With shooting fast, for example, you need to be able to shoot fast in a stressful situation, and you need to be able to shoot fast and accurately. One of the simplest ways to make your body do this is to do dry fire exercises with, like, my gun of choice that I carry is a Glock. So I constantly sit there and do the trigger reset thing, dry firing it. Run the slide, pull the trigger. Run the slide again, release the trigger, feel the reset, pull the trigger. I'm doing that constantly, and I feel that. And I start out slow, and I build up to as fast as I can make it happen. I do the same with magazine changes. Magazine changes and getting a gun into battery, if you can do that, you're going to be in the back in the fight that much faster. Being in the fight means you can control where the fight's going. So you have to make putting the magazine back in the weapon, the fresh magazine, and getting the slide to go forward, that has to be almost simultaneous. Bam, bam. Just that simple. Bam, bam. One of the things we learned how to do in the military before we go to break, with all of our fast movements, we would try to do them and at the same time say snap and try to have it done in that amount of time. I don't know how that actually worked. It did sort of get us synchronized, but Anyway, this is not something everybody out there can do these things. You just have to do it repetitively and you have to be dedicated to your craft. We'll be right back, coming up on the next break. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counter-terrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug-out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Let's go to the phones. Pastor Brent in L.A. wants to talk about guns and action movies. There you go. Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I was calling in because I'm happy that there's a show like that. I'm an ardent supporter of the Second Amendment, your God-given common law right to protect yourself in a... I'll tell you, man, in California, it's very, very, very stupid that if you have a paperclip, oh, he's a terrorist, he has a weapon, and stupid. But hey, I was calling in about action movies and how I've been watching a lot of Dolph Lundgren movies and, like, commando movies lately.
Mm, right, right.
And I've noticed that a lot of times it's a villain that's going to take over the world is a rogue faction of the military that's going to steal missiles or... it's right-wing extremist or gun guys, or it's always some kind of mafia thing, but it's comprised of Republicans, and they get the guns and they're the bad guy. And I hate the way that the media tries to demonize people that, you know, that like their freedom as, you know, they're the guys who are going to overthrow the system. And I love that, how they're subliminally brainwashing people. Like that movie White House Down that came out. The bad guy was a racist, what do you call it? He was a racist, white supremacist, like Randy Weaver kind of thing. They tried to make him out, even though they're just trying to get rid of the corrupt government.
Right. Well, you know, the movies, and the people who put the movies together are very interesting to me. Right now, one of the things that everybody's talking about is they're talking about Sean Penn and Liam Neeson in the movies.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Because they're very anti-gun. But they, you know, they run around making movies where they kill 80 people in a 90-minute film.
And you know what's hilarious to me, though? I mean, these guys, all the Hollywood guys, are communists, supposedly. They support communism. Yeah. Really, but you know what the funny thing is, though? I talked to somebody who was in Cuba, and he said the last memories he has of Cuba are running for his life with bullets flying at him, running out of the door of his house when the revolution happened. So don't tell me that communism, the real communism, not the Hollywood socialite kind. The stars, Liam Neeson, he's going to lose everything he owns. And, you know, he's going to poop his pants. And, oh, I want guns, Beth. I want guns. Please have mercy, Kim Jong-il. And I'm sorry. I take your house. It's time for change.
Well, one thing about you now in California, you know, you exist in the largest state confined gun owning population in the United States, don't you? I mean, there's 9 million gun owners in California.
Well, yeah, I'm in the liberal section and stuff, but in Orange County, yeah. There's a lot of people that aren't going to let you break in their house. They have money in there. They're screw that, you know.
Yeah. One thing, I'll tell you another thing that I find interesting, and this show started out as a webcast podcast, right? So I have download information.
Uh-huh.
My largest region in the world for downloads is California. And the largest city in the world that downloads my podcast is L.A.
Well, there it should be, you know. I got my own little podcast on what's called, my radio thing's on Blog Talk Radio. It's called You Need Serious Help. And I thought about making something that has all kind of facets out there, you know, because I like Blog Talk stuff, and I like GCN and Republic Broadcasting and stuff, because they're better. They can't censor you. If Rush Limbaugh got on the radio right now and he started saying attention to things that are broadcast by guys like you and Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and Aaron Dickens and all that, if Rush started saying attention to things that you don't talk about, he'd be gone. He'd be gone in a week.
Well, as far as all that goes, I would like to tell you, well, one of the reasons I'm where I'm at is because they allow me all of this license to tell the truth. No matter what size I get, I'm always going to tell the truth. I don't know how far that's going to allow me to go. But one thing that I do, one advantage I do hold over most of my fellow radio show hosts, is that all the stuff I talk about, I carry around with me every day.
I love that, you know, because, yeah, it's tough. I mean, what state are you in, if I'm not a...
South Carolina.
Oh, you're a better right, so you open carry, that's good.
No, we don't open carry in South Carolina. South Carolina is the biggest hoax in the supposed red state world, believe me.
Well, you know, it's ironic. This state's a stand-your-ground state, ironically, but, oh, if you can't prove you're innocent in this state, then you're going to prison, you know?
Yeah.
It's hilarious, but South Carolina and a lot of the red states, they have better castle doctrine, and they have better stand your ground. A lot of them are sad, though, because you have to retreat and stuff. I think Oklahoma is one of them. And it's crazy, because you know what? I can go and I can be a criminal, a real criminal, that doesn't have any problem violating your common law rights, and they have more rights than the victim does. And I don't support the lock them up and throw away the key thing, but I think it's ridiculous. The government basically thinks everybody's a criminal when they violate people's common law rights every day. They keep wanting to take guns to people, and they keep drone bombing and Baba Ganoush out there. And what do you expect is going to happen to us at home when we go out there and we don't check our government murdering other people, you know?
Well, the only one the government looks at as criminals, okay, are the military veterans and the people that think the Constitution matters and that kind of thing.
Well, that's really sick. I mean, and like, you know, the funny thing is, you know, I'm an American national, or a sovereign, if you will, and the reality is they hate me because I think too much. If you're not a sheep that goes moo and you support your God-given rights, and you say no king but King Jesus. You know, if you say that and not, I love Caesar, Big Brother says jump, I'm going to say how high, then you're a bad guy, you know? You're a rude dude.
Oh, well, they're entitled to their opinion. I enable their opinion, but I'm entitled to mine, too. And if they push it too far, there's two ways to have a rebellion in the United States. There's the peaceful way through the ballot box, and then there's the other way. And if they take away one... If they take away the peaceful way, It's going to get mighty nasty.
It is going to get nasty. And those little drones they have, I guarantee there's some military veterans that know how to use those. They can commandeer those things and use them here on them.
You know, I'm a military veteran. Everything that runs on the ground right now, with the exception of a few vehicles that have come out since I got out of the Army in 1990, everything that rides on the ground, I can still drive it.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, the thing is, there's going to be so many people that become commandos, you know, and do certain things if it has to happen. It doesn't take much to get a gun. All you have to do is have a knife and surprise somebody or give gasoline and do it. But
I don't think we're going to have to go gathering. You got a larger military veteran population right now than since World War II. And we're not going to sit back and watch. We're not going to sit back and watch this country go the way of some banana republic without stepping up to the plate. So,
well, we are a banana republic, basically, but we're a communist country that thinks that it's still we claim we're a democracy, even though it's a republic supposedly.
That's right. It's supposed to be a republic. It's never supposed to be a democracy.
You know, even the ACLU and the Southern Poverty Pimp Law Center want to censor the thing. They want to say, Jack McClan, I miss him. God rest his soul. But he used to call it like it is. He used to call the Southern Poverty Law Center the Southern Poverty Pimp Law Center. He used to call Janet Napolitano lesbian Napolitano. He used to call Hillary Clinton Hitlery Clinton. And he used to call him Sotomayor, Sodomizer, and he used to Barack Obama Nation and all those names, and I like that because he did it for emphasis to say, hey, you know what, hey, something, you know, their behavior does that. But
sometimes I like that too. It's just that sometimes when I'm on a bad day, when I'm stumbling over words, if I add too many syllables to it, I might just stumble that much harder. Check it out. I'm about to run out of time, Pastor Brent. Don't be a stranger. Feel free to call me anytime.
Thanks, Butch.
Thank you, sir. I understand what the country's all about and everything else, and I'll be honest with you. I don't understand why we haven't gotten to the shooting part yet, to be honest with you. I don't. I don't understand why that didn't happen with Randy Weaver. I don't understand why that wasn't the catalyst. I don't understand why that didn't happen with a few other things. And I have to attribute that to apathy. And in the case of a shooting conflict, that might not be such a bad thing, but we're never going to pull back gradually. You do understand that, do you? Don't you? Coming up next, out of New Jersey, we're going to be joined by Stephon Lamont Josie, and we're going to hear about his complete and total, all the injustice that was been put up on his young shoulders. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
From the makers of Rocket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Rocket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at RocketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. RocketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.